Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Jesse Minter met with the media at OTAs in Owings Mills.
Just opened it up in a second week of OTAs. Just love the way the guys are working. Love the energy. Just chasing improvement, chasing daily improvement, really rep by rep, period by period, day by day, trying to get a little bit better at the things that we're working on, really competing against our own standards for each individual, how we're trying, what we're trying to bring to the table, to the team. That's really what we're up against. And so just love the approach, love the way the guys are working, and open it up for questions. Yeah, I think he's done great. I mean, he's been here a lot, and so it's not like it's the first time he's here in some of these plays, and you know, but it's the first time to really be able to run him, I think, at some speed with defense out there. So every play is a great advantage for him to keep getting better, to keep learning. I think he's really excited about where we're headed, what we're doing, and you know, great to see him out there making the plays that we know he can make.
As a new coach, I mean, what's the significance? I know you were saying last week, you know, you communicated with Lamar. Kind of knew what he was doing and when he was going to be here. But at the same time, as a new coach, what does it mean to have a leader like that present for OTAs, which, as we know,
Truthfully, like, I'm not putting, like, we've had a lot of talks since the time I was hired. We're kind of on the same page there, kind of keep that between us. But certainly all the players, I think you respect and appreciate them being here and them getting to work. These guys are great elite competitors that want to have a season that we all want to have, that they want to have individual seasons that everybody wants to have, him being no different, you know. And so, man, just love all the guys out there, and especially him.
Jesse, what stood out? You had experiences with Lamar when you were here the first time around, early in his career, obviously. What stood out about him as he's now 8-9 years into his career compared to back then?
You know, I think the constant with Lamar is, like, he's such a great teammate. And he cares a lot about other players' success. He pushes guys out there to have success. He gets really excited when other people make plays. He's not like a selfish guy looking to always make the plays himself. That was evident from the very beginning, I think, of him being here. But then you just look at, you know, a one-of-a-kind quarterback in the National Football League that's won two MVPs. He's obviously done things at the most elite, highest level. And so just watching him get better and better over the years and making the plays and continuing to get better that all players search for, to see that and to now have a chance to be on the same side is pretty cool.
Jesse, you've got Ronnie Stanley obviously missing from practice, and Carson Vinson is a beneficiary of that with a lot of rest. Talk a little bit about him, and in particular, I'm just in his physical development. Do you think he's met the standard in terms of a year?
Yeah, I think he's doing a really good job. Anybody, you know, anytime you get reps, it's just a great opportunity to improve. He gets an opportunity to line up across from Trey Hendrickson a lot, which they just work really well together. So it's like, still, it's like the non-competitive, but they talk a lot after each play. I was talking to him in the weight room this morning about it. Like, they help each other out. They talk about their pass sets, their run blocking, their hand placement. So it's invaluable for him. I think he's done a great job this offseason, getting bigger and stronger. He's put in a lot of work, and very excited about him.
Trey Hendrickson, you mentioned him. He seemed to kind of turn up the heat late in practice and brought that energy. What has stood out about him in practices?
Just the way he operates. You know, I think we were talking about Derek last week, and Trey's very similar in a sense. He's coming into a new situation, new defense, new terminology. Just to watch his process of how he learns, how he needs to know what he needs to know and also know what everybody else is doing. He's an unbelievable leader in the edge room. He's helping really bring those young guys along as well. And, you know, I think it was a lot of third down at the end of practice. And, you know, that's why he's here, to help close out those situations for us on defense.
Why is it so difficult when the tackles going up against having that challenge against Hendrickson? What makes it so difficult trying to stop him coming off that edge?
He's an extreme, really well-defined, like, technical rusher. So he uses his hands really, really well. He can bend really well. He's really good at, like, seeing the snap count and being able to do that. He knows how to attack different tackles based on how they set, things like that. But, man, just how he plays. He brings it every play. I think he's done a great job learning some different techniques that maybe he hasn't done before and playing the run and doing things like that. So just very excited, very, very, very pleased with Trey up to this point, and excited to have him on our side. Yeah, I think they've all done a good job. You know, everybody's kind of at their own pace there. You know, but especially, like, we got a you know, big draft class on offense of some of those guys, receivers, tight ends, obviously Vanga, like a lot of guys over there. I think they're doing a really good job. They're all kind of learning a lot on that side of the ball. So they're doing a really good job jumping in and catching up and being available and being able to execute. And then, you know, I think Chandler's doing a great job on defense. Zion's doing a great job. And so really excited about the rookie class. And again, like for these guys right now, it's to put yourself in position to really battle for reps and playing time during training camp. And so I think they're all doing that. They're learning the offense, they're learning the defense, they're learning how we operate, and they're all doing a really good job. Yeah, there's quite a few, I would say. There's three I can think of. And again, like right now, there really isn't. There's certain guys, like, you know, if we put up a depth chart right now, like Lamar is our starting quarterback. I think everybody would understand that. But a lot of the positions where you might not have like a super established guy, it is right now it's an organization chart. And it's different guys getting work with different groups. Sometimes you want to see how a guy does with certain people next to him, and then other certain people next to him the next practice. And so we just want to give those guys a bunch of different reps with our offense, a bunch of different reps with the different interior linemen that they're playing next to, different quarterbacks that they're handling cadences and things like that. And so I think there's a multitude of positions where we're really trying to rotate a lot of pieces.
Is that depth chart kind of plastered throughout the facility, or is it just one central spot? I mean, like, do people know where they stand at all times by walking around here?
You know, I think elite players know where they stand most of the time, but the elite players like work as if they're not entrenched in the depth chart, and I think that's like the cool part about a Derrick Henry guy like that. Like he's not sitting around going, "Hey, I'm the starting running back." He works as if he's trying to beat people out for his job, and so that's really, I think, right now what guys are doing is just really competing against themselves, competing to learn schemes, how we practice, how we operate, and all doing a great job.
Two more for Jesse.
Jesse, the Ravens have some offensive players with like very unique skill sets, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Lamar. How does working with them on the practice field help you set the defense?
Yeah, I mean, those are some of the best players at their positions in the NFL. And so, you know, especially early on where you may not truly be like scheming up what they're doing, it's unbelievable for guys to get man-to-man reps against Zay Flowers. Like that's maybe the toughest cover in the league. In a man-to-man situation, I can think of a bunch of guys over there that present those problems, Derrick Henry, Lamar, all those types of players. And so for any defense, it's great to get the chance to go against those guys. The more reps that Chandler can get trying to hang with Zay just in man-to-man shadow technique, like he'll be better off in August and September for that. So it's a great, great, great thing for both sides of the ball to be able to go against each other. Yeah, I think Namdi is here a lot. He's working. He's doing some certain parts of our program. I'll probably, again, leave that up to him of when it's really to the point where he may be out there, you know. But he's definitely getting a lot of work in. He's training. He's trending in a great direction, I would say. Teddy's, I think, you know, really far ahead of schedule. Everybody kind of knows the timeline of when it happened. But the way that guy operates, the way that guy works, I don't think there is a timeline for him. He's an impressive dude in how he goes about his business, just as most of our guys are.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.